Justin Fluke with you as we talk Colton Wildcat football each week on KNZA with head coach Brooks Sparta. The Wildcats win their third consecutive game, most importantly 2-0 now in district, beating Royal Valley last week 34-9. But let's talk about the special teams in the opening kick, coach. You're able to return that for a touchdown, and it was, of course, homecoming night, so a lot of other festivities and stuff, but had to be really exciting to see your first special team score and run the opening kickoff back to kind of set the tone last Friday.
Yeah, it was nice to see us execute a kick return, and the kids, we had a couple kids lose some blocks and hustle and get them back, so that was really good to see, and it came out pretty clean.
Give up a field goal to Royal Valley on a drive and lead just 7-3 going into the first quarter, but man, it seemed like your offense was pretty unstoppable the rest of the night. What did your offense do? What areas of execution did you like on the outside of the ball?
Well, I think we're just getting better across the board. I think our option game is improving. We had some opportunities to catch some passes. We put it in the right place, and Royal Valley did a nice job defending us. And so that part of our game is improving. And then, you know, we're just blocking better and hitting holes better, and we knew that was going to be part of the process as we went through the season.
We've talked a lot about Abbott Hundley's been the leading rusher in terms of yardage and carries, but Kyler Jackson is a guy that I wanted to ask you about, just a junior on this team and in a new starting role. But, man, that's a kid that seems to be getting better each week, and I thought really offensively and defensively was maybe one of the standouts last week against Royal Valley.
Yeah, I think both of our safeties are playing better, and they played well in that game. And then, you know, all of our backs are just getting better at finding holes and reading blocks. And the only way you can get better at it is get carries and get experience, and that's what we're starting to get.
You have, you know, senior Caden Wheeler that's come back and helped depth on both sides of the football because you were down a senior in Ryland Ammon last week. So different guys like Caleb Shermock stepping up on defense and on offense. You got some underclassmen that are even seeing some time on the line. Are you happy with the continuous building of depth and some of these other guys that have been stepping up?
Yeah, I think in the last couple weeks and even this week, we're starting to see more depth in our secondary and across our offensive line and even our outside backers. So we're going to need that depth as we go, but it just takes more time, it takes more experience, and it takes a lot of work and practice to get there.
Speaking of the offensive line, I noticed last week, I mean, obviously you have some really, really strong senior leader, all-state type of linemen this year with Trevor Barnett and Dalton Roush and even Jackson Baird at tight end, and have found success running behind those guys. But I know you've worked hard on making sure the other side of the line is just as balanced and building the confidence to run that way and make teams kind of play you honest defensively. So has that been a point of emphasis in an area that you seem to be getting more confidence in?
Yeah, it's just kind of the same story. Those guys need more time, and they need more game experience and more practice time. And you know, slowly but surely, you continue to get better, and we think we're going to become more and more balanced as we go through the playoffs.
One final note about your defense. This isn't the first time this has happened this season, but holding Royal Valley after a really long drive when the defense had been out there, I think, for over 6.5 minutes and about 14 plays, and you hold them to a field goal. Even going back to week 1 and 2, I know you had some defensive stands. Is this defense one that you feel like maybe has that potential to tighten up and has been good, I guess, maybe with their backs against the wall?
Well, we knew we were going to get better, and that's really, in the long run, that's good experience for us. We'd really rather have 3 and outs, but it all starts up front with the experience on our defensive line, and I think they've been really good and continue to get better as we've gone through the season. And then, you know, we're starting to see our secondary and our backers make more plays and being more consistent. And, you know, it's just kind of the same as our offense. The way we play it, it just takes time, and everybody has to be in the right place at the right time. And as we do that, we'll continue to improve.
Cutting down on penalties, also just one time I think that the ball was on the ground last week, so I'm sure that had to be a positive sign as well to see maybe fewer mistakes last week.
Yeah, we put a real emphasis on making fewer mistakes to beat ourselves, and when it's all said and done, we have to be that kind of team where we don't beat ourselves, and I think if we do that, we're good enough to play with and maybe beat anybody.
Holton home again this week, non-district game against Rossville. We'll talk about it more with Coach Barta right after this timeout. Justin Fluke back with you, joined by Coach Brooks Sparta. The Wildcats prepare for a home game against Rossville. It's a non-district game and kind of feels like maybe a bit of a trap game. Obviously, Hayden, a huge district title potential showdown next week on the road, Coach. So how do you focus on Rossville, and what are your thoughts on the Rossville team coming in here Friday?
Well, it's really a good contrast in style, so that makes it a lot of fun for us. And they're tough to defend. They spread the ball over the field and run the quarterback run, and they run the hand sweeps. So it's a really good challenge for us that we think is probably going to help us in the spread game next week against Hayden and some of the teams that we'll see in the playoffs. So it is really a get-better week for us, and we think it's going to be a fun football game.
What are some of the biggest things that you still feel like you have room for improvement, or some of the focus areas that you still feel like need maybe a little more attention and that this team can still get better at?
Well, again, we don't want to beat ourselves, and we have to eliminate mistakes, but I think we're starting to gain some knowledge on adjustments and blocking schemes. We're gaining some knowledge and getting more comfortable in the secondary with our adjustments, and as those become second nature, we can focus on the game and play a little faster, and I think we're making progress there.
Finally, a nice night for football, and I know a great crowd last week. Hopefully again Friday night, because I feel like your team, and you know, only 9 seniors or so, but I feel like you got a team this year that really kind of can feed off of just some of that extra energy maybe that you get from the fans and such. You feel that?
Yeah, it was really fun to have a nice crowd at home last week, the first half, and the kids really do notice that and like that, and felt like the old days where we had nice crowds every week. So we hope we can continue that the rest of the year, I think we do have a home field advantage when we have that kind of crowd.
You bet. Home game this week against Rossville for Holton. Coach, best of luck. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Brooks Parda, head man for the Wildcats. The Holton Locker Room Chats on KNZA, sponsored by Community Healthcare System, also by Boomer's Steakhouse, and by the Farmer State Bank in Holton.